This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, what's most important in a logistics provider? Is it speed? Is it cost? Is it handling or customer support? Frida, let's look at the poll.
Leading at handling and customer support is 50.4%. Speed is 41%. Cost at 6.8%. Others, 1.7%.
Right. And we have a few messages to read on Twitter.
Right. So here is a Ninja 910 says, speed, you can buy an air ticket online in China and they'll deliver to your doorstep by 1 hour if you want a physical ticket and you don't have a printer. This was 12 years ago. So can any Malaysian company do this in 2021? Okay, Ninja. And then all of the above plus caring for employees as well, obviously.
Right.
We've got a comment here on WhatsApp, and it says here, the most important thing in logistics company is speed delivery. Look at the US. The industry is competing at the speed of delivery because you have an edge over competitors if you can shorten the delivery period. So hence, logistics company must invest in automation. Yep. I agree.
Right. Speaking of companies in the US, logistics providers in the US and automation, it just leads perfectly into our next story. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama, they have begun voting on whether to form the first American union at the e-commerce giant, an effort that could pave the way for further unionization in the U.S. at one of the world's most powerful companies.
So Amazon is the second largest employer in the U.S. with an 800,000 strong workforce, most of whom are essential workers who cannot do their jobs from home during the coronavirus pandemic. Who is the largest employer?
I think it's Walmart.
All right. There have been a series of protests around the U.S. on safety and working conditions at Amazon, with the pandemic increasing pressure on its distribution network, even as profits soar.
Now, employees at this facility in Bessemer, Alabama, they notified authorities of their plan to unionize somewhere late last year. I think it was in November. And they claim that working at Amazon is supremely dangerous. That's the word they use. They say that warehouse workers face outrageous work quotas that have left many with illnesses and lifetime injuries. And in addition to safety, the campaign is actually urging employees to vote in favor to improve procedures covering grievances, discipline and termination.
So ballots started to go out by mail earlier this week to the 5,800 workers at the Bessemer warehouse, with voting to continue through March 29 under an order form from the National Labor Relations Board, and the count is expected to begin March 30th.
So we should be hearing, you know, what the results are sometime in April or so. Now, the campaign is the most serious since, I think it was 2014, when Amazon workers at a Delaware facility voted against a union.
Right.
And many say this could spark further efforts to unionize hundreds of thousands of employees in the U.S., you know, different sectors as well.
Right. And just in case you're wondering, Amazon workers in many other parts of the world are already unionized.
Yes. Now, how does Amazon feel about this? Now, Amazon does not officially oppose unions, but it has campaigned against the move within the Bessemer workforce. They have flyers posted in bathrooms, and they have also held meetings with workers to make the case against unions. And they've also launched a website called Do It Without Dues. Now, this website actually says, why pay almost $500 in dues? We've got you covered with high wages, healthcare, vision and dental benefits, as well as a safety committee and an appeals process. But it did note that all these benefits only apply to full-time employees, not contractors, right? That's what they call people who work part-time and all.
Right.
But workers argue that there are no weekly meetings to go over how they have been feeling and how they are mentally handling the pandemic. But they do have mandatory meetings to go over how bad a union would be for them.
Okay, so Amazon has argued, however, that it pays employees more than double the minimum wage in Alabama. The company also claims more than 90% of the Bessemer warehouse employees said they would recommend Amazon to their friends as a place to work. And Amazon also reminded the press it has invested billions in worker safety, even as it has boosted the number of its employees.
Yeah, so which way is this vote going to go? In 2014, it didn't go, the union didn't happen. So it's unclear how many of the Bessemer employees will support a union this time around. If a majority vote in favour, they will automatically be represented by the Retail, Wholesale and Department Store Union, but will only become full members after approval of a new company contract that will be negotiated between the union and Amazon, of course. Mm. Now, while we wait for the outcome, I mean, one thing is for sure that this Alabama union effort, it's gained plenty of attention in the US, and it could actually inspire other campaigns at other Amazon facilities if successful. And it could also, you know, just spread to right. other sectors as well.
I'm just thinking your next song should be Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way? But okay, so I can just see what's gonna happen here. You know what I mean?
You can.
I mean, like,
what is your crystal ball?
Jeff Bezos, please, spare a couple of million. No, I think they will do anything to. We'll see the votes. I believe they will probably be unionized, but then Amazon will probably say, "How much more am I gonna invest in automation so that we're not so people dependent?"
Hmm.
You know.
Well, you know, our top story for the day, our question for the day is, you know, what's most important to you in a logistics provider? We are talking about this, of course, because of that video that went viral over the weekend of some logistics workers in Pera violently handling customers' parcels. And, you know, the company came out and apologized about that, clarified in a statement that they were providing their workers with training and, you know, they did not cut the workers' wages and all that. So because of that, we're asking you, what's most important in a logistics provider? Is it speed? Is it cost? Is it handling and customer support? You have about 19 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we will wrap up the poll, take a look at some of your messages, and we'll go into our final story about how retailers now have a lifeline thanks to an announcement that was made yesterday. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.